Howdy, and welcome to episode 12. Wow, a dozen already of Hello Fairview, your local podcast made right here in Fairview for people in Fairview and the surrounding areas. This is a weekly show released every Wednesday featuring stories that aim to inform and inspire. Local radio stations and newspapers don't exist in small towns like ours anymore, so we will use Hello Fairview to fill that void of news and related to Fairview. This is a value for value podcast, which means you contribute what you can based on the value you receive. This concept was founded by the podfather himself, Adam Curry, and his co-host John C. Dvorak of the No Agenda Show over 18 years ago. Currently, this is just a one-man band. So if you have any ideas, events, business opportunities, job openings, or just overall news or history information, please let us know. Just reach out on the contact form. You are a producer of this show. You are not the product because your time and attention are not being sold to advertisers for their value. Some shows will be longer, the others will be shorter, but I'll always do my best to try to keep things relevant. Traffic time. It's normal busy. You can wait 2 to 5 minutes to make a left in the morning and the afternoon. Cumberland 100 is still getting some regular work as they still keep building those culverts on the east and westbound sides to widen the road, which is, you know, basically some mini bridges. We're less than 1 year out from it being done, so I know that'll be really, really great to see. Red light update. We still have 3 right now. We're still waiting to see what's going to happen with City Center when they actually install those lights, which we'll have to see how that goes. City Center as a whole, traffic closures will continue periodically as they appear to be finishing some of the final drainage and grading of that property. So we might actually start seeing some foundations laid down. There's still a big pile of dirt, so we'll see. We're growing. City news. So right now, Christmas trees are the top of the list. There'll be some at Messick Chiropractic by the Scouts BSA Troop 297 located here in Fairview. There's also some Christmas trees at Farm Fresh Vintage and also at the Pinewood Christmas Tree Farm, which is at the very edge of Franklin. There may be some other big box stores that have Christmas trees that may actually be cheaper, but I'd highly recommend supporting a small business or a nonprofit group like Scouts or one of our local businesses here. It'll make a bigger impact in our local world for that. So I've got the links there. The special election, you know, that was December 2nd. We've talked about that for about a month and a half. Overall, the voting has ended, and the winner is at 95% counted. Matt Van Epps at 53.9% of the vote, and Afton Ben at 45.1% of the vote. Only 180,000 people voted at an estimated 800,000 to 1 million voters. So we're basically talking about, if it was a million, 18% turnout, if that was actually the number. So we'll have to see how that actually shakes out. Other city news, last call for your picket fence orders. Help support Bowie Nature Park by ordering your personalized fence picket. We've seen some of the scout troops, some of the local businesses, a lot of eulogy things and thanking the mamaws and papaws, their dogs. We've seen all kinds of them that have been engraved. This is a great opportunity to support the park and leave a lasting legacy in that playground, which is really cool. The links are in the show notes, so definitely check them out. Town meetings. So there's, since our last meeting, there's been no new meetings of the Board of Zoning Appeals, Planning Commission, Board of Commissioners, Board of Commissioner Town Hall, Park and Landscape Board, Round Town Coffee, and then the Beer Board. So the last things we have that I think is a good total for us to just keep going is the Planning Commission on 10/14/25 approved 183 homes, and on 11/18/25 approved another 163 homes. So we're still growing there. So our next town meetings between now and then, there's no Board of Zoning Appeals done. Planning Commission has a meeting December 9th at our town hall. Board of Commissioners has a meeting tomorrow on December 4th and the 18th at 7 p.m. There's no agenda for the December 4th meeting, and we are less than 24 hours out. We have to do better at this because we will assume this last docket from the Planning Commission is what will be put on the agenda. But we don't know because they didn't publish it. So that's not good. The next Board of Commissioners town hall is all the way in January, on January 29th. Parks and Landscape Board is this Friday on December 5th at 7 p.m. at the Historical Village. And I know based on the last Board of Commissioners meeting, there'll be a lot of good discussion there because they've started to really hopefully fire things up and try to get some projects planned to make our city and parks even better, which is awesome. And Around Town Coffee is December 10th and January 14th, and there is no new beer board meeting planned. Recap meetings, nothing to recap because there is nothing since last show. The state of Tennessee, Matt Van Epps, just like we talked about, won the 7th district by just an 8% margin with around 180,000 people voting out of around a million people in this district. The city of Martin, Tennessee, had its mayor and economic development director indicted on multiple theft and misconduct charges. This is, I think, it's more common than most people think that there's sometimes a lot of easy ways for fraud to happen in small towns. So this is a good reminder to do your things. Some book publishers and literary groups are challenging orders by the Tennessee Secretary of State for public libraries to audit children's collections and eliminate books dealing with gender identity. The Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security released the preliminary statistics showing 8 traffic fatalities during the Thanksgiving travel holiday period, which matches the same period of last year. So it wasn't any better or it wasn't any worse. That is a terrible tragedy for everyone involved in that. And we will send our prayers to those families. And Music City Loop, the launch pit is prepped for the TBM, the tunnel boring machine in the hole, and it will start drilling, I guess, on December 15th. But just like we talked about last week, construction had stopped with a couple of the major contractors have it not being paid based on the milestones. So we'll have to see. And there's also been more talk that there could be a public hearing. I haven't found that referenced yet, and I actually put the latest December 2025 update from the boring company on there. It's got some interesting facts that you may have not seen on the news. The Bills, nothing since last week, and there's nothing until December 8th, which is talking about trash, literally with trash, the Solid Waste Task Force, and then a fiscal review on December 10th. There is the agenda for the Solid Waste Task Force. Doesn't really have any details other than they're going to have lunch and some of the speakers. How's the Hill? Well, it be cold, yo. There has been some sleet here with some of the cold and rain we had in the previous week. The weather guessers are predicting highs in the 40s and lows in the 30s starting this week and continuing on for a while. Maybe we're finally heading into winter. We will see. Businesses. Nothing new was spotted. Ace Hardware is brewing and making some progress. They've made a lot of progress outside, starting to really like start to get the outside cladding and all that. The property across from Car Orthodontics finally has a for sale sign on it after clearing and leveling for a couple months and a couple questions that were raised at Planning Commission and Board of Commissioner meetings. I went to the website of the realtor and it's not on there. So they've got the sign up there, but they don't actually have it listed on LoopNet or their own website. Other than that, I didn't spot anything new to see what else is coming. There's still some properties for sale in this area, so we'll have to see how that goes. Farmers Market, make sure you're heading to the Farmers Market every Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Messick Chiropractic and Fairview Fresh Deli Donuts for their life-changing apple fritters located down the road from and across from Publix. There's so many good places to get breads, treats, local beef and pork, fruits, vegetables, along with some hot sauce, fishing lures, and other holiday gifts this time of year. So definitely check them out. Our brick and mortar highlight is Varden's Body Shop. Varden's Body Shop, this is a family owned and operated business since 1969, specializing in auto body repair and auto sales. They are one of the local body shops in our town and have an excellent reputation. I personally have used them and they did a great job of getting me back up and running. They are also a massive supporter of Fairview, our team, sports, and schools. You will see their banners all over the place and highlighted and the theater and stuff like that. So definitely check them out. They're very good people, and you may have seen Varden's produce across the street too, and also firewood from sale from them. job openings. Well, it looks like the associate planner has been filled based on that last week's episode. The police officer position is the only other city position open. And then we have positions at Jingo Market, Dixon Medical Associates, Walmart, Cornerstone Financial Credit Union, Publix, Dunkin' Donuts, Domino's, the Boys and Girls Club, Subway, both of them, Big Heart Moving Company, The Pearl, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, Sherman Williams. Sherman Williams is a bilingual customer service specialist. Sonic, AMS Seals, and McDonald's SPEG as an assembler. Tractor Supply Co., Marmon Holdings, Hardee's, and Destination Pet LLC. So if you need a job, there's definitely some openings. And if you are a job creator, definitely let us know and we will give it a shout out and put it on the website. Just fill out the contact form on the website. History nugget. This week, we'll talk about the Bowie Hollow Road and Bowie Lake Road and what the name origin is. As you could have guessed, because one of the first history nuggets was about the park, this is named after Dr. Evangeline Bowie, the founder of Bowie Nature Park, where she turned 722 barren, eroded acres into beautiful forest land. Her land management teaching, including building terraces, digging lakes, and creating hydrology system, are now highly regarded by land management experts. There are over 17 miles of trails for running, walking, and horseback riding, and there's also fishing. It's a great, great place to go to. Upcoming events. Well, recap first. The turkey trot put on by Anytime Fitness went great. There were over 50-plus people there. Many kids and families did the one-mile run, and a couple large families participated in the 5K run, too, which was great to see. And they were all trash-talking each other and of who beat who and this aunt and this brother and this sister. So it was really fun to see. The top female runner was a middle school track team member and has also been on the cross-country team. And her second, and behind her was her mom. And then the top two males both went zooming by at the same time. They were definitely rocking and rolling and had it out there. So thank you, Anytime Fitness, and the city for helping support this event. New events. Well, this weekend is the Christmas parade, and on December 5th at 5 p.m. is the Christmas tree lighting, and December 6th at 10 a.m. is the parade. Make sure you get to your spot early, just like any parade that runs down in Fairview from the Lions Club to to SPEG, and so that you don't get locked in, and it will take a while, so do not be in a rush. Bundle up, dress for the weather. The FMS Theater has the Addams Family starting next week, and that's December 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. This is definitely something you should go check out and support our schools and our students. The Bowie's December schedule is out, and I have put all that stuff on the calendar, so definitely check it out. For the kids, there's a ton of activities in Fairview to keep your kids engaged. There are some cheer programs and recreation teams from baseball, basketball, football, and others. There's a thriving Girl Scout and Scouts BSA program here in Fairview. And if you have a homeschooler, always check out the Bowie Park schedule, because there's lots of clubs that meet there that can really help out there. If you have kids who are interested in dance, gymnastics, or cheer, please check out Lala's Dance Studio and Elevate Gymnastics and Cheer. Vigilance Martial Arts is our local Taekwondo and Jiu-Jitsu school that teaches more than just moves. And the Fairview Jacket Youth Wrestling Program is definitely something to check out with some summer care options, too. Very competitive, lots of state champions, a lot of people that have made it to big colleges from this program. So if you're interested, go do it. School news. Well, everyone got back to school today or this week on Monday, and that has been tough. But, you know, everybody is just waiting for the Christmas break, which just starts December 18th with a half day, and they come back on January 5th of 2026. Hawk and Tiger news. No new news since last week. We're not plugged in there because we don't have kids going there anymore. But hopefully they're rocking and rolling. Falcon news. Looks like they had a pile of crock pots at their last day of school. The McTeacher night at McDonald's raised over $1,500, which is fantastic. There's only a couple weeks left before winter break, and study guides for final exams will be issued no later than December 8th. So make sure your kids are on the lookout for that and that they're studying. The girls flag football is official in the spring, and we will be part of the Dickson County Middle School League. A home basketball game was on Monday, the first versus Thompson Station, December 2nd. There was the winter concert at the Fairview High School, which looked like that went well at 7 p.m. And the Renaissance High School open house for eighth graders is coming up on tomorrow, December 4th. For the eighth graders. And then on December 4th, the girls will have a home game versus Heritage, and the boys will be away at Heritage. And then on Friday, there will be a home basketball game against Columbia Academy. And December 15th is exam week, so buckle up for that. If you have, if you like Adidas, there's a promo code in the show notes for you to do that, just like we talked about. This is also December to remember. So today, Monday, was festive attire, then wear white clothes, then candy cane day, anything bright and shiny for this first week as they dress up. And we've talked about it before, but the Addams Family musical is and theater production is coming up next week and weekend. So check that out. Jacket news. The FHS wrestling team won 41-36 against Spring Hill in their season opener. Congrats on that. What a way to start the season. On December 2nd, staff will be at the school, which is yesterday, from the Innovation Center, which will discuss programs that students during their study hall period. The Innovation Center has all kinds of programs, including advanced power, machinery, aviation, cybersecurity and AI, hospitality, tourism, culinary, and fire management services. There are two parent meetings planned for tomorrow, December 4th at 6:30 p.m. at Centennial High School, and December 10th at 6:30 at Independence High School. Applications for the Innovation Center will be sent on ClassLink beginning December 2nd and closing February 13th of 2026. If you have a senior in high school, all their swag is on sale, so check that out. The ASVAB is next week, December 9th at 8 a.m. at the Learning Lab. If you're thinking about joining the military, this is the must-have, and it will determine what job you can get, so study, study, study. If you're an 8th to 12th grader and you're looking for something to do this winter, there's an unforgettable season inspired by the Broadway musical Waitress. Tryouts begin November 21st, which was already past that, and then rehearsal are now Monday through Fridays, 4:30 to 7:30. No experience necessary. Tryouts for the Fairview take place at the high school. So we already got that. We already did that from last week, so that's good. And the Family Career Community Leaders of America, FCCLA, still has their care closet open, seeking donations. Items can be dropped off at the school. Here's their Amazon list posted in the show notes. If you have a kid getting ready to drive, make sure they get the class link from the principal for the checkpoint driver training and get their parking permit pass. Faith moment. This sermon is from our very own One Church home here in Fairview, Tennessee, by Ian Gilchrist, talking about the start of Christmas and how it's the same story every year for many churches, but it's also the most recognized global holiday and the relevance and power of that, of us as Christians knowing more to the story than some others may know, but everyone recognizing this worldwide event. So here we go.
I got to be fully transparent with you. As a pastor, there are certain times a year that people just kind of expect you to teach about the same story every single year. Easter and Christmas, you're locked in. Your topics are picked. And I don't know how many times you've tried to retell a story to the same group of people every single year, but, I'm just not that creative. And so I find myself every now and then after, 10, 15 years of teaching this every December, November, I kind of can let it get, it's like a burden, so to speak. And this year, it's just something is different. And I don't know what has shifted, but I have just been overwhelmed with excitement to talk about the same story I talk about every single year in December. And I believe it's because there's just such depth and magnitude that oftentimes gets lost by the repetitive nature of us hearing it. There's something profound, right? This time of year, everyone is aware that, you know, and some people it's bad and good, I get all that, but I'm just saying, like, there's an electricity in the air. There's an excitement in the air. There's a desire to be together in the air. There's something profound about the lights and the fun and the decorations and all. And it's like, don't, you know, well, do we do the elf or do we don't do the elf? Do we have a tree? It's like, like there's something beautiful happening all around us. Somehow there's music playing everywhere we go. Where are the speakers at? Like, I mean, it's just like everywhere I walk, there's just Michael Bublé's playing. It's like it's a profound time of year. And it's so fascinating to me because, you know, I was talking to Luke out in the lobby earlier. I get it. Like the world has tried to redefine Christmas and we'll call it the holiday. We won't call it Christ. Let's take the Christ out of Christmas. I get all that. But isn't it interesting that during this time of year, everyone gets in alignment around the celebration? Like pretty much overarching. Like you have this incredible reception of celebrating and bringing glory to this thing. Like, and again, not everybody's doing it for the right reasons. I get that. But it kind of gives a little taste of what it might look like to hear the fulfillment of every knee will bow and every tongue confess. You know, I mean, you've got the meanest guy on the block. He's at least willing to put lights on his house during Christmas time. Now, I get it. They don't have it fully understood. But here's the thing. We do. We have it all figured out. We do know why this is such a magnificent time of year, why it's so worthy of celebration. We know the truth, and that's what gives us hope, because I think at the end of the day, that's what everybody is so excited about, that there's hope outside of my circumstances, outside of my situation. There's hope for me. And the other thing that's got me pumped up this year about this, I work with a friend of mine, and we spend time together just talking about who God is. He's growing in his faith, and he's learning more, and he's owning his faith. And so I asked him this question at one point. I said, hey, I just want to hear from your words. What do you think God is like? Who is God? What's he like? And there was a bit of a pause. Like, I'm not sure that I know. Like, I know I could tell you how to do this or that, but I'm not sure I know. And so, great, let's take time, and each week we'll go over a different attribute or a different truth or reality about who God is and what he's like. And we go over these big ideas, right? Like, God is omniscient. He's all-knowing. He knows all things, right? And I could take you about an inch deep in the philosophical underpinnings of that, but it's a profound reality about the magnitude of God's knowledge. He's omnipresent, right? He's all places at all times, unrestricted by space and time and dimension. God is everywhere, always. That's a profound, big, magnificent idea about who God is. And we go through each week and we talk about some big idea about who God is to better help him understand who he is and what he's like. And this last week, he got caught up on one of them. We were talking about the self-sufficiency of God. That God isn't in need of us. He's not in need of you. And it like, kind of messed him up. And I think if we're honest, like that one can kind of mess. What do you mean? God doesn't need us? And I went, no. Make no mistake. God has no need of us. He is completely self-sufficient in his triune nature. He has no need of humanity. And it was kind of like you could tell, like it was a hiccup moment. It's like, what? Well, that just makes him feel distant and afraid. And I said, but here's the magnificent thing about where we are in our calendar of the year. We are in a season where this self-sufficient God, but you can't separate that from the reality of what? The incarnation. The fact that the self-sufficient God came and dwelt among us, came to bring us home. What does that tell us? It tells us this truth that every one of us need to remember this Christmas season. God doesn't need you at all. He wants you. He desires you. And even though he didn't have to do it, he put on flesh for you. He was born in a manger for you. He lived a sinless life for you. He died on a cross for you. He went into the grave for you. And he walked out of that grave for you. And he ascended to the right hand of the Father for you, that we might be able to have eternal life with he and the self-sufficient triune God. Like, we have this access. That's what the incarnation is all about. And that's why Christmas is such a profound time of year. It's exciting. It's energetic. It's joy-filled. Lights are going up. Music's playing. Calendars are filling. I don't like that part. Families gather. Memories are made. It's beautiful. It's fun. It's meaningful. And it tells us something about the magnificence of who our God is. It's also incredibly busy and very routine. Does anybody have like traditions that you have to do every year through the month of December? It's like on the second day of December, we eat at McDonald's. And on the fourth day, we turn our hats sideways and drink water upside. You know, it's like, because we always did it. It's like we have this thing or that thing. Like, there's so many things. There's busyness that comes. There's parties and celebrations and excitement. And what happens, at least to me, is when busyness comes, I don't tend to take time to contemplate the deeper thing, right? I just get it done. Does anybody relate to that? You're just a get it done when times get tough, when things get busy. Well, when we're just getting it done, we don't reflect on the deep meaning or the life-changing reality of what we're really here to do. What's really, like, this is our moment. As the bride of Christ, this is our moment to shine. Why? Because everybody's willing to put lights on their house, but only Christians know why. We have hope. We have the answer, and unlike any other time of year, we have a voice where people are willing to hear what this hope is all about. Why do I do this? Why do I do this? I'll tell you why you do it. It's because Jesus is coming, and he's coming again. And you might need to get rid of that little pagan thing you're doing over there, but like, this is our moment. Let me be clear. Christmas is not about nostalgia or tradition. Don't tell my wife. She likes our traditions. Christmas is the single most significant world-shifting event in the history of all of humanity. Unnegotiable. God became man. The infinite took on flesh. The creator stepped into his creation. The invisible God became visible. So over the next 4 weeks, we want to take time to slow down for a minute, to take time as the body of Christ inside of our house and say, let's get some things clear for a minute. Let's invoke some courage to have clarity about what really matters. Yes, the manger is the most symbolic image icon that we have that is the gap between humanity, the self-sufficient God and the incarnate one. Like, this is a symbol of hope. But I'm telling you, Christmas is more. It's bigger than just the symbol of a manger. It's realizing that this is the fulfillment of God's promise. And it's the beginning of everything changing. Today we begin at the true beginning of Christmas, though. It's not in Bethlehem. It's in Genesis. Pastor Shane mentioned it briefly in our communion talk this morning. It didn't start with the shepherds. It started with the prophets. It didn't start with a manger. It started with a promise. Before humanity ever got out of the Garden of Eden, we blew the whole thing up. But before we ever got out of the garden, after sin had entered the world, God had already declared his plan to redeem his people. I'll take you back there for a moment. Humanity falls at the temptation of the serpent. Adam and Eve eat the fruit. They fall prey to it, and sin enters the world. Sin becomes the separation and the chasm between a holy and righteous and perfect God and his beloved creation, where they now have disobeyed him and missed the mark. Sin enters the world, and I get it. You think you would have done better. I'm just guessing it would have ended the same way. But Adam and Eve, they bring sin into the world, and the chasm is created, where now an imperfect, unholy people can no longer have access to a holy and righteous God. And there's this distance that has been created. In that moment, humanity, in all their wisdom and knowledge, right? You wouldn't have done this, but we all did. We came up with lots of ways we could bridge the gap. We could be self-righteous. We could perform really well, and then God will accept us. We can become philanthropists, and if we just give enough away, God will love us, and he'll then have to take us back. We've come up with a thousand, a million, a bajillion ways that we could get right with God. But there's only ever been one who could fix the problem of sin entering the world, and it is God himself. There is no work that can be done to bridge a gap between an imperfect and perfect. There's no bridge that can be built from the bottom to the top. It was always and only God who could solve this problem of the separation, the chasm that sin created. He's the only one who could do anything about it. And this is what I love about him. We see from the very moment it happened, he set in motion a plan of redemption, a promise, the first promise he ever makes. Genesis 3:15, it says, "And I, God, will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers." He, the coming promise, he's going to crush your head, and you're going to strike his heel. This text, this verse in Genesis 3:15 is often referred to as the proto-evangelium. It is the first announcement of the coming gospel, widely accepted and widely known and throughout history. This is the beginning of God's salvation story of humanity, happening exactly when sin enters the world. God did not wait around to see how we were going to solve the problem. When the problem came, he fixed it. He began that work. He made a promise that someone was coming. It was going to be a son, a descendant, a savior who would crush the works of the enemy. Beloved, I'm arguing today that's where Christmas really starts. That's what shifts the Christmas story. With a God who refuses to let sin have the final word. And here's my observation to you. If God kept the very first promise he made, the oldest promise he's ever made, then isn't he faithful to keep the ones he's made to us? If God set a promise in Genesis 3:15, it was fulfilled in Bethlehem all these years later. It was prophesied about and told about and then fulfilled in Bethlehem and then finished on the cross. Isn't he faithful to take care of everything in between? This is the magnitude of what Christmas is all about. Is he calling? So he makes a promise in Genesis, and then he goes on this journey through the scripture where he starts to make prophetic announcements, descriptions about who this coming Messiah would be. And we could go through so many different ones. I just want to read a few of them and make some observations. Look at the detail by which he starts to explain. Isaiah 7:14, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." So we have the prophets start to speak and to prophesy. This Messiah is going to have a virgin birth. He's going to be named Emmanuel, which is to say God with us. He starts giving descriptive and even prescriptive characteristics and qualities and details about the coming Messiah. All in the connected to the promise he made in Genesis 3:15. He goes on, we could look at Micah 5. It says, "But you, Bethlehem, Ephrath, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old and from ancient times." This Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. It's a small, unknown town. All of this being described years and years, lifetimes before it ever was going to happen. Yet his origin would be eternal. Isaiah 9, 6, and 7, we've heard this many times. "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government, the peace, there will be no end." Think about the details that that's giving us about him. Just these specific details about this coming Messiah. This child would not just be human. He would be a mighty God. He would be a wonderful counselor. The government would indeed sit upon his shoulders. And in his reign would know no end. All of these. From the moment he made a promise, through the prophets, he's speaking and he's building this prophetic mosaic of who would be the one to come. And we could go on and on. I could spend all day looking at the different thing. He's going to come on a donkey, right? He's going to ride in on a donkey. That was prophesied about. Everything from the way he was going to look, the things he was going to be. There are so many different details that would be shared about, would be talked about. Hundreds of these prophecies form this prophetic mosaic, describing in detail who was coming to what? Fulfill Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And so then it goes, or we have to then look at, what is the likelihood that Jesus would be the one to fulfill them? This is something that should concrete and put in real, like it should lock into your brain. Like, I'm more confident that Jesus is the fulfillment of Genesis 3:15 than I am that my name is Ian Gilchrist. I have more data and fact that Jesus is the fulfillment of that than I have that I'm even standing here in Fairview, Tennessee right now. This is not something that we hope. This is not something that we kind of, well, if you massage it this way, it kind of fits in, or we just stuff it down in the bag, it'll finally fit. Like, Jesus is the defined fulfillment of all these prophecies. If you add them all up, I think it's 300. That's 300 different times there's a prophecy given talking about the coming Messiah. 300 different times. There's a professor, older fella, out at the City College of Pasadena. He's the chair of astronomy and mathematics. So he has the side of the brain that I don't have. He's the chair of that. His name is Professor Stoner. Professor Stoner, being a mathematician by trade and an astronomer, like he's literally like a rocket scientist. He thought it'd be fun to figure out how difficult and probable it would be that Jesus fulfilled all these prophecies. I don't know why I'm talking like that. So he wanted to do the math and figure out what it would be like. What is the quantifiable, measurable number of what the chances would be, the statistical likelihood that one person could fulfill all 300? He started doing the math and he went, "That's impossible. You can't even get that big of a number." So he said, "All right, let's just go to 8. And he took 8 of the prophecies and said, what is the likelihood that Jesus was the fulfillment of just 8 of the 300 prophecies that he did fulfill? What is the likelihood that we could say concretely that guy is the Messiah? He is the fulfillment of all." He did the math And it comes out to some, let me just read it. I'll mess it up if I try to say it. 1 in 10 to the 17th power. That's 1 with 17 zeros after it. I don't know about you mathematicians. I don't know if that's like a Google or an Oogle or a billion or a jillion, but like that's a bunch. Wouldn't you like to wake up tomorrow to that in the bank account? You know, it's like 100 babillion, you know, I don't know. 1 and 10 to the 17th power. That's the statistical odds that one person could fulfill just 8 of the 300 prophecies that Jesus fulfills in detail. That puts an aggregate under our feet that says we have something of validity here. We have a real king who's really come and is the fulfillment of what was told in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And if Jesus is that, what, like, how do you even quantify that kind of number, though? Right? Like, for me, when I look at that, I just kind of, my brain just, you know, you ever have that moment where you're talking to your kids and you know they check out because, like, the lights just go off? Has anybody ever had that experience? Thank you for being honest. If I try to quantify, like, what is this? How much is that? I can't get there. So Dr. Stoner, Professor Stoner, he understood that we were not all mathematicians. And he said, all right, I'm gonna give you an illustration to help you understand how big of a number that is. Has anybody been to Texas? God bless you. You know, no, it's good. Texas is great. It's awesome. It's huge. Massive place. It's hard to believe. You know, my friend Luke and I, we were just had a wild hair one time. Our flights got canceled, and we drove across the country to go on a trip together, and it was amazing. We had an awesome time. And coming home, we drove from all the way up the peak of West Texas and all the way through, and it was, like, awful. It just keeps going and going, and you're like, finally, you get to Dallas, and you're like, yep, halfway there. It's like, what? Like, this is, it's unbelievably big, and the magnitude of Texas is huge. You could be San Antonio and Houston and then Dallas. I mean, it's just all these different places, and West Texas is like its own country. And if you took the state of Texas and you covered it in silver dollars, every square inch, you took every square inch of Texas, covered it in silver dollars, the amount of silver dollars to get to that number we were just talking about would cover every inch of the state 18 inches deep. And the likelihood of the fulfillment of Christ, Jesus being the fulfillment of just 8 prophecies, would be like me taking one of you, blindfolding you, then taking another one of you and saying, mark an X on one of these silver dollars and hide it anywhere you want. Cover the whole state, go as deep as you want. And then take this poor soul and walk him out there and say, you've got one shot. Blindfolded, walk around as long as you can and find the mark coin. That's how statistically improbable it would be to just for one person to be the fulfillment of 8 of the prophecies. He fulfilled 300. That should give you some confidence that this Jesus that we worship, this King of glory that we celebrate, this one we pray to and we look upon, there's no question. There's zero doubt that he is the fulfillment of Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, therefore making him God incarnate and God who is with us. It's not a myth. It's not lucky timing. It's the faithful fulfillment of God's prophetic word toward humanity.
Welcome back. I hope you learned a couple things. The illustration of trying to find a single marked silver dollar across the whole state of Texas, stacked 216 deep. When it comes to the prophecies filled by Jesus, just eight of them that one of the researchers did. I suggest listening to the rest of this because he does a great job of setting things up for the detail, more details coming soon as the manger story keeps going as we get closer and closer to Christmas. Donations. On the donations fronts, nothing new from Fountain. We will have other payment systems set up later within there. But if you are on the Fountain app and you click donate or boost, it will do it and do all that. And there's also monthly supporter options for $3.50. And there, you know, we've been doing a lot of website updates on the church business link and obviously keeping the calendar up to date, which we just finished all the Fairview High School wrestling schedule because that was posted. So we appreciate that. And if you'd like to make a donation, just send one along and we'll be here. Be a producer. I hope some of this show and share it with others and let people know that there's some news out here, whether you just want to share the website so that they can see it or they can hear it with the podcast link. I need to catch up on some social media things, but we're getting some of that cooking. And wrapping up, thank you. If you found this podcast helpful, thank you. Please support this show with your times, talents, or treasure. If you have any ideas or suggestions, please share it with us. Use the contact form. You are a producer of this show. You're part of it. You're not just a product from there. Talent, if you have any skills that might help the show or help Fairview, let us know. And that could be news and all kinds of stuff. Treasure, if you're receiving any value from this product, please let us reciprocate that because you're getting this product for free without any paid advertisement. And you're getting truly local news that you will not hear from anywhere else. And if that's worth something, please consider supporting us financially and using the value system so we can do more because I have a lot of big plans, but with $0, it's hard to do more than just this. So please follow us on social media at HelloFairview.com. A lot more things are coming, and y'all have a great day and a blessed holiday season. Thank y'all.